Go Loud.
What's the crack, boys? What are we in? Talking more bollocks?
Yep.
Get up.
Welcome That's back, Terry.
Nice one, bro.
When did say hello to him? He was sitting on the balcony and went out and shook his hand. Very sweaty palms. I think he's a bit nervous. He's had a week off.
He's in your nerve.
He's not match fit.
Or it's 23 degrees outside and you're sitting there facing the sun.
There's a point.
It's one or the other, Alan.
He's in a black t-shirt as
sweaty
well.
Sweaty palms?
He's in a black t-shirt as well.
Why? Should I be nervous?
Don't think so.
Well, then why suggest it? What have you got up your sleeve?
Nothing.
Well, I have something up my sleeve. No, I don't. I was going to say a quiz. I'm not coming in unprepared like that for a quiz ever again. I'll give you a bit of notice on the next one, yeah?
What's up? Listener questions are.
Yeah, any questions are.
What's actually happening in the world? There's nothing more talking about. It's been a quiet week.
Oh, here we go.
As soon as you pull up an email, I had something to say.
Go on. No, say what you have to say.
I spent the last 3 weekends in 3 different counties. Think I might be the most cultured man in the studio.
What counties?
Wexford, Waterford and Galway.
They all do the same thing, don't they?
They all look the same.
They all do the same.
They do, because all cultures know what cultures do. I didn't realise that.
Listen to me. Wexford Town and Waterford Town.
I don't know what that sentence means.
I know what he means. Wexford Town and Waterford Town, I copy and paste it.
But I feel like
the
all...
big bridge into the keys, copy and paste it.
Yeah, no, I feel like they all just do the same. They grow up doing the same thing, don't they? Farming and all.
Don't think so.
What else is that to do? Because we were out in the countryside.
You were out in a very rural...
I'm just pointing out that they do some riding.
All the cultures?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Someone made an observation to me there the weekend, and I agree. Every single culture fella is punching.
Why?
Because I don't think there's enough selection for the women. That's what I think it is.
So they well, isn't there only 1 million of us?
Yeah.
Which means there's about 5 million of them.
Yeah. And the fellas are out there drinking from the age of 12 in pubs, driving tractors, ploughing fields.
Real men, bro. Real yeah. men wearing that.
Real men with real hairlines down yeah. the back of their neck. And real check shorts. And the boards are 9, 10, 11 out of 10.
Yeah.
And they're putting up with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas here, if a woman's not...
But them boards would be...
going to Liverpool and getting a fella or something, you know what I mean?
They'd be sick to their stomach, them boards, at looking at it like a fella with a skin fade and a tracksuit on. Bro, that'd make them sick.
Yeah.
They're weird on the brown shoes and the points, bro.
That's because we need to readjust the goalposts for them and be like, no, look, you can't have this. Do you know what I mean?
Anyways, any questions, bro?
Yeah, you done?
Yeah, I was just happy to be out of Dublin on the weekend. So I might go somewhere this weekend. What's Limerick like?
I'm not really familiar with Limerick, to be honest with
you. Don't think I've ever been to Limerick.
McGinty wants to know.
McGinty.
What's a noise that instantly irritates you? And
the
what's a noise?
Alarm on your phone. Torn. If you're in public, don't have that alarm on. Boys, that makes me very uneasy. I don't know what it is. Turn your alarm on. If you're in public, your alarm shouldn't be on. Oh, your alarm shouldn't be on.
He has a point. You shouldn't be in public and need an alarm.
Yeah, that triggers people.
Do you know why people say that?
I feel like I'm late for work. I feel like I'm late for work when I hear that.
When's the last time you set an alarm for work? Come on.
Don't do that. Last week. Bill.
You were in Turkey last week.
Two weeks ago. 2 weeks ago I was setting an alarm for work.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where were you going?
Galway.
Oh yeah.
We're up early.
Very early.
Time before that?
It was 6 years ago, yeah.
Fell in my house.
Yeah.
So it said a lot that your frame of reference for alarms going off was in public. Other people's alarms in public.
Bro.
No. Oh, did you ever walk down the road or you'd be standing in a coffee shop and someone's alarm starts going on and they're knocking her off? Like, what are you doing now? You don't need to have an alarm in public.
Yeah.
I haven't encountered that much.
I always make a joke that because the only people I knew that used to set an alarm were girls and it's to take that pill.
Yeah.
And I used to always make a joke, even if like it's an Ellen in the coffee shop, I'd be like, gosh, if you got to take a pill, she's about 60. That's the only people I know. Don't take it. Yeah, don't be setting alarms and leaving the house. Why is your alarm going off at 2 o'clock?
Sometimes you catch yourself, bro.
But what are you setting the alarm at 2 o'clock for?
No, them ones are very annoying. But I mean, do you ever wake up before your alarm, forgot you're setting an alarm? Happened to me this morning.
And get free?
Yeah, man. And you're bleep going round tidying the gaff and all the alarm goes off.
I found what you're ordering for.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, ready up. Will you relax?
Boys, that alarm yoke on your phone should. I don't know. I hate it. Do you know, I'll tell you what I even hate as well. People that have the phone on loud, put your phone on silent. Like, why is your phone ringing?
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
Who has ringtones?
Like, why is your phone ringing?
Yeah, there is an industry that just died of death, ringtones. Remember you used to be able to ring or text the telly, the ads on the telly, on the music channels, if you want this song.
Yeah.
Text, or Fiverr, and you used to send her, and you get a 30-second clip, and that'd be a ringtone.
Yeah.
That died of death.
Put your phone on silent. Stop getting
that. That email. I hate that.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
See, I don't mind that, but that I never worked with that.
Because you're just like, oh.
Do you get me? I didn't deal with that before.
Anyone out there that works with Slack, oh, the little shaking noise when someone texts it, you're like, please, shut up. Like, they own something.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen to this. Yeah. I was on the game there the other night. Last night, sorry. We're all in our 30s.
You're what?
Playing the female and whatever.
Go on.
Is that an issue?
I think the term I was on the game.
Okay. No, I was on FIFA in college, you know, and a Snapchat noise went off in the party. Have you got Snapchat?
Does the Snapchat noise?
Yeah. No, don't ask me to do it because I don't know how to do it.
I couldn't tell you.
Snapchat noises. We're all in our 30s. The boys are all on Snapchat. They're not all on Snapchat. That's defamation. One of the boys was on Snapchat. What are you doing on Snapchat? Like you have three kids, your missus is downstairs, and you're on Snapchat. Who are you texting on Snapchat? Do you get me?
Yeah. Why didn't Snapchat have a...
Yeah, it has a noise, man. Snapchat has a noise.
My phone doesn't make a noise. My phone doesn't make any noise unless I play a video. That's the only noise my phone makes. Yeah. Oi, do you know what noise I hate? The noise your phone vibrating on the table. That annoys me. I'm like, oh, because I always associate with bad things. What are you ringing me for?
I'm the same, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Boys.
The panic you get when you think a phone's vibrating in your pocket and all. You're like,
hey,
oh.
Man, you never knock on the door.
Someone knocked yesterday.
Boys, knocking on the door's bad.
One of Harper's friends knocked for her yesterday when my two brothers were there and they're like, you never see that yet. I was like, you was 15. You should be knocking for your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Knocking on the door as well is strange. Remember I was in well the other week?
Mm-hmm.
Someone knocked on the door. Wasn't even looking for me. Like, why are you knocking on my door, you idiot? Don't ring my bell, do you get me?
It is very unsettling. It's very frightening. Not but bad news when people knock at your door. Do you want to change internet
provider? But I mean, worse when you have to get out of bed. You're not well, you get up and you're
I don't trust them internet providers. You know, they're knocking at your door at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. Do you want to change internet? I'm like, you're scoping my gaff. You were checking to see if there's anyone in. That's what's going through my head. Who's selling internet at 7 o'clock in the night?
Yeah.
Do you know, knocking on people's door, when's your contract up? In 8 months, all right, I'll come back. No, don't. Don't.
Mm.
So, yeah, knocking on people's doors, the doorbell ringing is a bad noise. Trying to think what else.
The alarm is the worst, boys. Don't give a bollocks. That alarm agitates me.
Did you ever used to have a music alarm? Did you have a song that used to wake you up? No. I used to have when I was in school, I used to have my phone set to Coming Up Easy by Pearl Nannantini.
I thought you were going to say something blading like Bass Hunter or something.
No, Coming Up Easy. You think it'd be, that's a great song to wake up to. Then you're like, no, it's not. No.
Then, but then you can't listen to the song ever again, proper.
Yeah, that's
the problem. It's like us with Sweet Caroline. Yeah. Sweet Caroline comes on, everyone starts singing now. I'm like, I'll bleed.
I'll live.
I'll go out to bed. Like.
Yeah.
See me?
Honestly, Owen, it's not enjoyable. Sweet Caroline's the worst thing you can ever hear in your life.
I don't want to hear people singing it and all. Amazing.
People are singing it at the Fly last week.
Oh.
When I hear people singing it and all, I'd be like, you are mad cringy.
Do you want the rest of McGinty's question?
There was more?
There was more as a follow-on. What's a noise that instantly soothes you?
Soothes?
Mm.
Like what? What soothes you, man?
Do you know what noise?
It makes you feel better. Relaxes you.
I like the noise of the coffee machine going off now.
No! Because I put the coffee machine on and I go into the bedroom and just stand there. Just in the middle of the bedroom. Just stand there. Because I can't listen to it.
And I got forced up past the coffee.
I'd love to see you, like, just a reality TV show, like Big Brother, 24-hour feed, just watching you in your apartment.
How overstimulated he gets over this little thing.
Oh, boys, it's bad. He's a boys. Don't even talk to me, honestly. Because you know the way I'm very specific. I'm somehow really specific in the gaff, but I still manage to lose everything.
Do you know what's going to be gas when a baby comes into your life and how chaotic that's going to be and unsettling?
Yeah, we were away there last week and talking and around, there was a baby screaming. I was like, can't stand that sound. She was looking at me going, are you for real? But you know that scream sound?
Yeah, but that's
I know.
You don't just like wake up and be like, oh, I'm hungry. It's screaming. You're like,
bollocks, get the ball.
Regimental it is, and then how reoccurring it is. So it's like, they wake up screaming, you feed them, you change, you wind them, you change them, you put them back down, it's grand. And in 4 hours it happens again.
Yeah.
And you're like, fucking hell, you need to like give me a break, but you can't, you have to keep going. Yeah. And it's like that then for about 4 months.
Yeah. Deadly, yeah.
It's great when they're like, did he sleep long? Oh, they slept for 3 hours, it was great. And then you're supposed to sleep when the baby sleeps.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you change the nappy, you put it in the bag. What do you do with the bag? Can you run downstairs now? Because the baby's awake, I'll have to bring the baby down. I'll wait till she comes back and then I'll bring them all down together. So you just have nappy bags all over the gaff. Yeah. Imagine when they're leaving the gaff, Teddy. It's like mobilising an army. You see? Well, someone who doesn't like the switches left on.
There won't be a switch left
you're
on.
Gonna, you're going to have to leave the gaff. When you're counting the scoops, putting them into the SMA, into the little cardio, how many scoops was that? Was that 4 or 5? Fuck, I have to start again?
Yeah.
And you scald your hand with the steriliser? You know what I'm talking about, Owen?
I do.
The steriliser was my nemesis. You put it in the microwave, you scrub everything, you put it in the microwave for 8 minutes, you take it out there and you instantly scald your hand. Every single time, instantly scalds a hand. Without fail. Happened every time. I'm like, oh, I need to make sure I don't do that now, tomorrow when I do this again. And I do it again. And then during the night, down the scoops, that was my favourite thing because I'm arguing with myself, 4, 5, what's that for? What's that for? Yeah. I don't know, you start again.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a lot of bollocks.
I know, I'm a cunt for doing things like that.
And yeah, you're going to be tired doing it.
Yeah.
It's going to be 3 in the morning, you're going to be doing it. You're going to be leaving the gaff, you're going to have 3 bottles. And then you're not going to have enough bottles. And then you're going to be car trapped, what PJ Gallo was saying. It's going to be some crack. Just a little
more. Cut down. Cut down. Yeah, I love the fact how like the last few weeks or months you were like, oh, first day of the rest of your life. And now you're like, well, here's reality, lads.
Oh, this is the first day. This is a new life.
Yeah.
This is what they're doing.
The struggle, like.
The first 4 months are shy, like. The fucking shit. The baby can't even see.
They're now crack, Eddie.
The baby can't see. Yeah, so I hate to ever see people like, oh, the baby always smiles when I walk into the room. It's 3 weeks old. It can't even see.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They're literally just a potato. They're a potato that you feed and change.
So you just and have then the, to then make the features that survive. Like, you'll just have to survive.
You just have to keep that thing alive.
Yeah.
Then the features form. And then they're like, oh, yeah, Terry, it actually looks like Jordan's dad.
Yeah.
Oh. And then tomorrow, I was like, Terry, that's the image of your man. Yeah. What are you talking about? Shut up, like. I'm fucking hanging on by day of life here, and you're telling me how to.
I haven't slept in a month, like. And you're saying it doesn't even look like me?
Yeah, he's got to come out the image.
Yeah.
He's always come out the image of that. No, that's like, it's a scientific thing. They come into that. She goes through 9 months of fucking her body changing and hormones up and down and going through all this, pushing the thing out, and it's going to look like you then. It's going to be some crack. But I like the sound of the coffee machine because whoever wakes up first, Nagav has to make the coffee. So I hear that going in the morning, I'm like, lovely. Off of that one.
What's your noise?
Don't really know if I have one, do we?
Ah, you would.
Have you got one? Surely the old fart.
Oh, I have the best one ever.
The dart fart. You know, when the dart is coming.
I have the best noise ever. And you'll remember this from lockdown. Hit marker on Call of Duty on.
Yeah.
Best crack. Ever. The crack, that's what I mean, yeah. You shoot somewhere a sniper in the middle of lockdown now. Yeah. You're like, boys, he's one shot. Oh, I'm telling you. Lockdown was the best time ever. Anyways.
All right, that was good.
Yeah.
I'm sure McGinty will be pleased with that.
I haven't heard from him in a while. McGinty,
is he all right? McGinty, are you all right, bro?
Text us, will you?
Fuck's sake.
Cozzy is back.
Fuck him.
I don't know. I think I want to fight Cozzy.
Yeah. I'd be in favour of him fighting him. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be behind him and all.
Why are you fighting Cozzy?
Why not?
Do I have a problem with him for something?
I don't believe you do, no.
Am I at the creating a problem?
Did we have an issue with him last week?
No.
I thought we did.
I feel like there's an issue.
Yeah.
I have the wrong name.
Yeah.
Not Cozzy.
No. Right, come on.
So Cozzy says, lads, if you could be a lead singer of any band in the world, who would it be? And which famous female would you have had as your wife? He'd go Guns N' Roses with Julia Roberts.
That's a bad choice. Two bad choices.
And you have to be the person that had the wife.
No.
You just pick a famous person for your wife.
Just pick a band and then you pick a famous person for your wife. That's
and it has to be their songs and all. I'm going to go Aslan.
Okay.
Then just pick a wife.
Yeah, it has to be someone from that area.
Yeah, this risky, like, when you pick your wife for you. All of our bags packed. Yeah.
I just feel like, no, sir, that lives around the Smith.
Ah, it's dumb.
It had to be someone from that era. So, like, see why he said Aslan. So, can he say, like, Sabrina Carpenter then? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm making sense with that. You know, yeah, you're picking an 80s band, you pick, like, an 80s icon. I'm picking the Chili Peppers.
Oof.
That'd be Leo.
But do I listen to bands?
I'm sorry you didn't pick the, is it the Goo Goo Dolls who sing Iris?
Oh, what a chill, boys.
And they're really? Singing it in the rain. Oh, and it's the best video ever. Best performance I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that, yeah.
They're singing Iris and the pissing's a rain. Oh, and about 80,000 people there. It's the best performance you'll ever see.
But why would you pick them as the band?
Just for that one song.
Just that one song?
Yeah. Literally just for that.
I'm going Chili Peppers and Margot Robbie. Good catalogue there.
It's a good show.
Mm. And you're going Aslan and Sarah from
Smith. Sarah from Smith, whoever. Sarah from Smithfield is. Watch, I'm waiting on an email next week. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Email next week, yeah, from Jordan.
Come in today.
Founded.
Dude, he have to be famous.
Cozzy does say famous, yeah.
Who's the most beautiful famous person you know?
Whitney Houston.
Right.
All right.
Can I be Aslan and Whitney Houston?
Sure.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it.
There's a duet on the card, sir.
Christy and Whitney.
Yeah, you and Whitney.
Oh, it'd be me, would it?
Yeah.
I have Christy's voice, obviously.
Yeah.
Like a bag of cats on the stage. Whitney Houston. Yeah, I'll take that. I'm happy with that. Oh, and who are you going with?
I'm not. Other answer questions.
Oh, you're a
Lazarus soul and fuck it.
You're a fool of a
he knows. He's not putting his hand out to get slapped.
Yeah, he not. That's when you know someone's worth a townie, innit? They're afraid to even say they fancy a celebrity.
McGinty has another one for you.
Don't just smell around here, you prick. Go on. Me! Go on.
He wants you to name three things. That's a very negative one. Three things you don't like about Dublin.
Ah, yeah, that is negative.
Yeah, come on.
Three things I don't like about Dublin.
The managed decline of the NSE.
That's a bit political. That's the route I didn't want to go, but I agree. Yeah.
The lack of a metro.
All right.
And this is very niche. That thing that they have now called continued cycle lanes. So when you're turning, you have to go over a path to get to the next road because you're going over a cycle lane. Do you have them all on the North Strand? From Conley Station down to Fairview. That whole road is just being decimated. It's mental, mate. So anyone who drives up Amiens Street, the North Strand, Fairview, you know what I'm talking about. Them roads are fucking all over the place now. I feel like every time you go in, there's a new lane that you can't go into. So yeah, that's what I hate the most about.
Cycle lanes?
No, continued cycle lanes, are called. They're a path. So when you turn, so obviously if you're turning, you have to cross a cycle lane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a path there now. So you go over two bumps and then get to the road that you're driving on. Makes not, your car just be on a mad one because you're turning. So one wheel, then the other wheel, then the back wheel, then the back other wheel goes over. So the car's on the fucking mad one, you know what I mean?
You and your big spaceship Mercedes Jeep and your
Mercedes
feeling the G's going over a little speed bump.
What they done from North Strand?
You should have bought the same car your architect bought.
From Fairview to Conley Station home, there should be someone in front of a judge over there. That's what I think.
Well, in fairness, that was the most dangerous place in the whole of the city to cycle.
Yeah.
Probably the country.
And they fucking ruined it.
No, they made it safer for people to cycle.
But anyways, that's my three gripes there.
No, no.
Go on, you can say something, don't worry. You won't upset anyone. Three small ones.
Oh, well, I actually don't really hate that much about Dublin, if I'm being honest with you. I deal with what he was saying, managed to climb.
You don't have to hate
without it. Getting political.
The price of coffee is an issue.
Yeah, but that's not a Dublin issue.
It's cheaper than the country. Seagulls and hout are an issue.
Hmm?
Geno's is an issue. Two Geno's, 22 quid, that's an issue.
That is an issue.
There's a Geno's in Holt,
and rightly so.
Imagine spending that much money on ice cream and a seagull steals it.
You're throwing hands on.
Oh, you're fighting immediately.
Mm-hmm. But like someone, you're having an argument with
the fella behind the counter and Geno's trying to get another one on.
Yeah.
The corner man,
the corner man used to give you an ice cream if you let it fall. He give you the ice cream and the fella, you'd be like, hey, here's another one.
Geno's didn't build their franchise in charity, though, didn't they?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Don't really know.
Right, give us three things you like.
Everything. They just, will like everything.
Just pick three of them then.
I love Dublin, boys. Love Dublin.
Do you know what I love?
I actually love Dublin. Do you know that? We were in Galway the other week and I'm at the main of Tolkien and I fucking love Dublin. I'd never leave Dublin. Ever. And I love it. Just love it so much, boys.
I love when there's a match on in Croke Park and people do be careful.
Hey,
I love it.
Oh, car. No, too many people. Get out. Do you get me? But the car parking thing's very good because we were late, Larry.
Too many. It's only 80,000 people.
What's the skill involved in that then that makes you better than someone else?
Car parking?
Yeah.
Confidence. It is when you're young.
What was your routine?
You just stand at the side of the flats.
Some lad from Galway drives up.
Yeah, but they'd be driving them. You know that they're looking for a spot because they'd be all up Dawes Estuary. And you call them over and they roll the window down. You say, do you want to leave a car here? And you go, oh, can I leave it? I say, yeah, we'll watch the car. If you want to leave the car here, leave it. Just give us whatever. And then they give you like €1 or €2 each. Yeah. And you do that for like 50 cars. Like,
and then you just leave?
All day. But then you tell them, no, you wouldn't. I tell you what you do.
You leave the match. And then you come back when the match is over.
Yeah, and you get another €1 or €2 after the match.
Someone might throw you.
You're just standing at the car going, see, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
And then if they didn't want to give you money, you put the back window. I'm money messing. You wouldn't put the back window, sure. But people could rob the car on.
You didn't tell me you couldn't park there. Do you want to park there? You have to mind your car for you, and if they say no, I say no problem, and you wave them on.
Just tell them it's not safe there, are you?
You know what I mean?
That's what you.
But now it's an organised thing now. People who have like designated spots or high vises and all, and rates and everything. I was like, mate, I was like, some fella could give you €4, someone could give you €2. They're both parked beside each other.
Yeah.
Now it's like, no, it's a tenner if you're leaving that there for the day. And these like set of spots.
Is this men you're talking about?
Yeah.
Not kids, no?
No, in high vises.
We were late, lad.
You know? And remember the guy that used to come along and everyone used to sit down then because you weren't allowed to do it. But now they're doing it. It's like it's allowed. It's mad. But I like it. It's a nice tradition to see continued on, you know what I mean?
Local enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intuition, that's what that is.
Mm.
Nothing better. Nothing better.
Any other good money making schemes that you'd count as an inner city tradition?
Don't know if it's in that city.
Just knocking on doors was a good one.
No,
back in the flats, if you'd knock on every single door, you'd start at the back block, you'd go left to right on every single door. Hey, missus, do you want that in the shop? Down to the shop, get a bread and milk and something else, come back, she'll give you €1. And you do that for every single door in the flats, once a day, every day. Every day.
That's cool.
What we used to do. Do you want that in the shop, missus? She go, yeah, get down, get me bread, milk and this and that. And then you come back and just try your bleeding 50 cent. You're the Lord. And by the time you're done in the flats, laying your Amazonies and all of.
Right, weird one for you here from Dean.
Just Dean?
Just Dean, yeah.
Not from anywhere, no. He's not from Dundalk.
When you hear this question, you understand why Dean probably doesn't want to narrow down which Dean it was. Would you rather have a flying car or a house that could drive to the port and go out to sea? The house can't go anywhere else, though.
That's a camper.
It's your house. Your house you have now.
And deal what, bro?
Bring it out for a spin on the sea.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you want that?
Well, that's what Dean wants you to think about.
Dean, answer me this, like, what do you get out of that? That would deal my head in. Like, imagine, like, you make the dinner and the plates and all are falling because you're on the sea. I don't want that. That would deal my head in.
All right, so you're going to flying car.
Yeah. Obviously. Oh. Obviously.
Sorry, Dean. Right, that'll do us for this week.
Ask Dean what he was thinking.
I will.
Just text him there.
Dean, let us know. What were you thinking?
What were you thinking, bro? Like, why do people not think? Like, how does he not say, like a flying car, lethal? What else is lethal? Your gaff in the sea. How do you not go, like, oh, the forks, man. Anyways, send us an email.
Some people live on houseboats.
No, Owen, you're not living on that, bro. You haven't got a fork draw if you're living on that. You don't have your knives and forks in the drawer.
I'm just saying some people live on houseboats.
Yeah, their barges on the canal on there. I'm just saying. Not moving.
I'm just pointing out this thing is living on a boat isn't unheard of.
Ireland's eye.
Like, you would have to glue everything.
I suppose on a calm, when you knew the weather was going to be calm, you could go out the back of Ireland's eye and say, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and stand here and look up the cliffs at the Puffins with the sunrise.
How long?
That's just, you have that option.
You can't go anywhere.
You can get out of the estate.
You're stuck.
See the world.
On a boat.
In your house.
Yeah. Get out of the estate.
You've no even internet.
What are you talking about, Aunt?
How do you know?
How would you get internet on a boat?
Oh, and you're going on as if there's like a
Virgin Media following you around with the signal, young.
He's going on as if it's a family fun day. Oh, come on, we get down to St. Anne's Groudy Estate with the kids and all. You're taking your whole gaff out onto the water.
Yeah.
No.
And how would you even pull her out?
Well, you're the last person to ask that question. I should have
to back in this episode. Talking about like chicago.com, yeah? Thank you, Joe. Boom!
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down, go down, go down, go down.